And now we got cellular phones. I wonder how that would have changed what we did over there. You know, yeah, everybody's got them. Cell phones. Used to be, you know, once you went out into the wilderness or you took a big cruise somewhere offshore, now you got a phone with you. I mean, Thor Heyerdahl, it would have changed his life as he explored the world. Or I wonder if I was in the trenches. I'm sure they got cell phones all over now. What would it be like to be in there? Lead flying over your head and still able to dial home. Hello, Ma? Nino calling. It's okay. Can you hear me? Hang on a second. I got to return fire. It would have changed the whole complexion of our lives back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crime Tree, 1967. We were finding mutilations. Mutilations! We'd find RKIA. They weren't killed with lead, shrapnel, explosion, bungee stick. It turned out that there was a VC princess, very beautiful, Tatas Akimbo, an incredible turd cutter, and she was gifted with the unusual ability of being able to lock her loins around a set of hydraulics and literally pinch the life out of a man. She'd sneak into our bases. The men would think, oh, she'd be like, hey, G.I., you are blah, 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 boom, boom. They'd get doodad deep and then... The men would be powerless. Circulation would be cut off. The pain would be intense and blinding. And then, with three or four convulsions, they'd be dead with the hydraulics looking like roadkill. The M.O. was the same. The bodies we found, typically, a look of shocked horror on the face. And a look of chopped meat above the doodad. I said, gentlemen, load up this helicopter. We're going to find this babe. And put in that joint. And so we flew low over the crowd, strafing the enemy. To land, fan out, and find us, Dave. You hear me? Move out! So, I watched as the helicopter, our lifeline to safety, disappeared in the distance, and there we were in hostile territory. I said, all right, boys, find this woman at all costs. Now move out. Well, we heard it coming from the jungle. The sounds of a slice being cut. I said, follow that sound. Listen. Again. Come on. We got out then. There were two dead bodies. Same. Hydraulics chopped up. Heart attacks on their faces. That's when I threw down my rifle. I said, that's it. Wherever you are, you have met your match. Take a look at this set of hydraulics here. Get out! I heard a rustling in the bushes. You want number one, boom, boom? I said, yes. She leaned back and I gained access. And the race was on. I could feel her clamping, and I was looking at her right in the eye, and she was looking at me. I could feel her squeezing, and still I kept on. I said, you want to fight? All right, let's do it. I started pouring the cold to it. She was like, and then finally... When I finished, she was dead. I pulled the hydraulics back. And I chucked them in and I started walking back toward my men. They said, Sarge, that was incredible. How the hell did you do that? I said, well, remember that surgery I had last month? The doctor didn't put that steel rod in my leg.